Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And Thursday night football taking place as we speak. The New York Giants up 7-0 on the Washington football team in the still in the first quarter. So this one's got a long way to go. We got Cliff Brown, former colleague of mine at the New York Times. And covered the Knicks with Rob way back, right? When he was writing for the Times.
When he was writing for the Times.
What, Newsday? Daily News.
Daily News, one of my closest friends. Downtown Cliff Brown. And what a great guy he is. In fact, I'm going to see him in Detroit, Chris, next weekend when the Ravens play at Detroit. I'm going to go take care of some business in Detroit. But also I have dinner with Cliff, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. That's great. It'll be great to talk to him, so make sure you keep it locked for that. You won't want to miss that conversation. He writes for BaltimoreRavens.com, so obviously he can give us some really good insight on the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and all things Baltimore. All right, Rob, speaking of Baltimore, this is a segue. They're just in the same division as Cleveland. And we're going to talk about Baker Mayfield. So that's kind of a forced, rushed segue. I get it, but it is what it is. Anyway, Lamar Jackson doesn't have a contract extension. We've talked about that. But neither does Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield still, Rob, a report from The Athletic today, says that they still have not offered Baker, their number one pick from 2018, a contract extension. Now, there's no rush for them. All right? They still have his fifth-year option next year. He's under contract through that. That goes through 2022. He gets over almost $19 million that year. And they can always, you know, franchise tag him if they want to. So they don't seem to be worried about it, don't seem to be in a rush. They seem to want to see more. And he, you know, has not really had a problem with where things are. He seems intent, Rob, and focused on just being better and getting better. And I'll give him credit. He hadn't really squawked a lot about the contract extension. He just seems to want to get out there and see what they can do. So that's where it is. But what do you think it says that they haven't offered him an extension at this point?
Well, I mean, he's been up and down. We've seen some bad Baker, but we've also seen some good. And last year, I think that they like what they saw. Obviously, won a playoff game, beating Pittsburgh. So I think they'll take it all in and want to see how this plays out. Was that an outlier? Was that a fluke? Was the stars aligned for him? Or is this him making that next move? And just like you said, they do have the option of putting a franchise tag if they want to get a little more of a look. If he was carrying around, I don't know, rookie of the year, offensive player, MVP, or something like that, then he would be signed by now. But he's right. Not that guy. So I think they're being a little cautious. And ultimately, why not? If he's a stud and they get to the AFC Championship game, then pay him. If he doesn't and things kind of fall backwards this year, you could look at him and go, well, maybe we don't want to do this. Maybe he regressed. We looked at last year's tape. Maybe some things went right for him, but he's not that guy. So I think that they're playing it smart because we've seen both good and bad.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I also think, look, Baker, as you said, he showed tremendous growth last year. And they, I don't blame them for not going ahead and, you know, throwing the money at him just yet. Like, they got security. And now, we know this, Rob, and we it was proven with Dak. Remember when there was talk that the Cowboys, you know, shouldn't even give him like $28 million a year?
Yeah, had there they were a just lot of signed people on that bandwagon, right?
Right, right. I mean, they could have got him for much, much cheaper. So, look, no, even if the guy's not a superstar, if he's a legitimate franchise quarterback, maybe top half of the league as far as quarterbacks, he's going to break the bank when he gets signed. And so on the one hand, Rob, we can say that, you know, this will cost them because they're going to re-sign Baker Mayfield. And that, and I'm not, again, I'm fine with the way they're doing it.
No, but the longer you wait, the more money it costs you.
Right? Right. And here's the other thing, Rob. Here's what Baker did last year. He led them to the playoffs for the first time in 18 years. He got them their first playoff win for the first time in 26 years. And there are, I'll say, explanations. I don't want to make excuses for him. But there are explanations for why he's been up and down. One of them, Rob, this is his fourth year in Cleveland. He's had four head coaches. And he's had five offensive coordinators.
That's a problem. It's just,
right.
just a problem.
So what he showed last year was good for them, and it was good growth. And this is why I say no matter what, Rob, they're going to re-sign him. Because think about how long it's been since Cleveland had – a decent quarterback. I mean, they had in those 18 years that they missed the playoffs, take a guess how many like starting quarterbacks they had.
32.
Well, and I'm just going by their passing leaders for that season.
Oh.
They had 14 different ones. 14 in 18 years. Think about that.
I was thinking of a, you know, a guy starting
maybe a guy
game
starting
or two
here and there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
I'm sure it's more. It might be in the 20s or something like that. But you probably got to go back to Vinny Testaverde in the mid 90s, unless you're a fan of Tim Couch.
Who was the other guy that I in the 80s? Who was the guy with Sam Ritchie?
Brian Sipe.
Was Brian
Kozar?
Sipe? Bernie Kozar
was Brian Sipe.
He was. Who?
Those
back
guys
in like
were pretty
86.
Good. So, yeah,
I covered a playoff game in Cleveland.
It was Kozar.
And it was
Bernie,
the Jets.
And he was good.
It was the Jets against the Browns in Cleveland, Chris, freezing cold, like freezing.
That and, was, so yeah, Bernie Kozar, yeah. You know, from Youngstown, Ohio, obviously played at Miami University in Florida. He was good. Then Testaverde replaced him, and he was good. And before Kozar, they had Brian Sipe, who was pretty good. So, you know, back in the up to the mid-90s, they had some decent quarterbacks. But since then, it was tough sledding. So even if Baker's not a star, he's not Lamar Jackson, he's not Patrick Mahomes, he's not Josh Allen, whoever, he still, as long as he doesn't regress tremendously this year, they're going to sign him. I mean, unless they could trade him for a better one, but, you know, I don't see that happening.
Here's also a stat that might is why they're not rushing to the bank to withdraw their money. But since 2018, he's tied, actually, with Jameis Winston for the most interceptions, 44.
Right.
So
right.
He does that. Last year, also, Chris, during the stretch, he had three straight games where he had zero touchdown passes. So we've seen the good and bad Baker, and right. I think that's why they want to take a look and say, let us just play this out, and if he's great, we'll just open up the bank and we'll pay him. If he's
no,
not,
that makes sense.
Maybe we dodged a bullet.
I do think that they understand it's going to cost them more money. When, you know, they do
well, maybe
sign
it's
him.
Worth
so,
the
yeah,
risk.
I think they're right. I agree. I think that's how they're feeling. I think they're saying, look, if he becomes what we think he can become, then it'll be worth it to pay him. And so I think that's exactly how they're looking at it. And you mentioned the interceptions. That's one of the things he improved on tremendously last year. He went from his second year, Rob, 22 touchdowns, 21 picks. That's like a Jameis Winston, you know,
right, which is
everybody
ridiculous,
talks about Jameis.
Right. Jameis had 33 and 30. Right.
And then last year he went to 26 touchdowns and 8 picks. So he showed a great deal of improvement. And as we talked before, and I first guessed this, Rob, he was better without OBJ. And I want to get there with you, too. Where are you at? Like, OBJ is out this week again. He's at this point, Rob. Can you even call him a star?
You're not a star if you're not playing. So no, he's not a star. But the talent, if I'm them, I made a trade. I gave up something for him, right? And I want to make sure I exhaust him before I feel like this isn't going to work. So I need him healthy.
No, agreed.
And then I need to see him play. Last year, if you remember, Chris, I had the over-under on touchdowns for the year was 6.
Right.
And he had 4 in the first 3 games. Was it 4 or in the first 3 or 4 games? And then he got hurt. So let's see what he can do once he gets out on the field. And I think that'll determine what happens. If he's just another receiver out there and nothing special, it's been a while. So I understand why they would be a little concerned. It's been a while since he's been a star player.
Rob, he hasn't made the Pro Bowl since 2016. That's how long it's been.
In the NFL, right. That's a long time. We're talking going on 5 seasons.
Yep, but he's still a very talented player. And I think the key is, and I do think Baker now, it's his team, at least, you know, from the offensive side, even though they're a running team, he should have the stature that I just felt like he had to, not in a negative way. Like, I don't think OBJ was pressuring him to get him the ball and complaining and all that. But I just think he, you know, OBJ was such a big personality and a celebrity, if not a star, that Baker felt like he had to get him to rock. And so I think he forced it to him, and it didn't help him. And so last year when OBJ was gone, after he got hurt, he was able to just throw to the open man, and you saw him flourish. So that's going to be interesting, though, when OBJ does come back, what happens with him and Baker Mayfield. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What are your thoughts on why the Browns have not offered Baker Mayfield a contract extension? And will they regret waiting so long? It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And don't let age beat you. Get M Drive. It's the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boost your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with promo code oddcouple. Don't let age beat you. Get M Drive. We got Cliff Brown, BaltimoreRavens.com writer, coming up in about 8 minutes. But for now, it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you make of the Browns not yet offering Baker Mayfield a contract extension?
All right, let's kick it off with Juan in Texas. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Juan?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say I love the show. I've been a fan. I've caught on, and I love it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The only question the Browns have to ask themselves in the head office is, do we want to be the paper bag on the head again? If not, pay him. It's so simple. If you don't pay him, you're going to go back to what you were. There's going to be no quarterback coming soon that's going to put you where Baker Mayfield has you.
I agree.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at them for doing it the way they're doing it. But, Rob, it's going to cost them. And, again, even if he's not great, he's better than that. You know, we say 14 starting quarterbacks in 18 years. I mean, that's no way to win in this league. So he's their best quarterback in a long time. So I do think at the end of the day, they're going to end up signing him regardless.
And they beat their rival in the playoff. Are you kidding? You remember? I mean, like,
oh yeah,
That counts. That counts. Yep. You know, like you've been the Steelers.
You beat Pittsburgh, and the way they beat them, Rob. I mean, the coach wasn't even there because of COVID. Remember that?
Exactly. And some players, right? There were a couple players,
too. Yeah, that was and Pittsburgh had – right. And Pittsburgh had a, good season. They were 12-4. I know they lost,
was it the first snap that went into the end zone that they fell down on? I mean, it was bad from the beginning for Pittsburgh. But was it the first? It was the first series.
The first snap, but yeah, it was
– remember, it went into the end zone.
Awry early. Yep.
No doubt. All right, Drew. In New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Did we lose Drew?
I think that it was a smart idea last year, like especially, you know, second half he played well, first half not so much last year. But I see a totally different quarterback from the past, like since Freddie Kitchens. If you look at it, I mean, last game, for instance, like I could argue until that interception, I think he might have been like the best quarterback playing that week until that interception happened. I know he didn't need any touchdowns, but I can honestly say he was outplaying Patrick Mahomes for the majority of that game until he lost Jedrick Willis, until the Nick Chubb fumble. I can honestly argue that.
Slow down. I mean, the best quarterback that week, Russell Wilson was fantastic. Jameis Winston, Kyler Murray, Matt Stafford, Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes in that very game. Come on. I mean, he was good.
But I'm saying,
I know he was accurate.
As far as the throws.
He was accurate, but I wouldn't say. Like, you said it yourself. He only had one touchdown. So, again, he was good, but you said the best that week? What was that?
He had zero. but some of those throws could have gone for a touchdown. Like, the speedster Schwartz, he kind of fumbled that a little bit. That could have gone for a touchdown. But honestly, that interception that he had last week, he's not the only quarterback that made that same exact throw. You know, you had Tua that made that throw. It got picked off. You know who else had that same exact throw falling down that didn't get picked off? Tom Brady.
Yep. Look, the throw, he got hit when he got clipped, on his heel when he was throwing it.
Thanks, Drew.
So
appreciate
that
call.
I think that, hurt the pass and enabled to get intercepted. But it was a bad pass, Rob. You remember that pass?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was
the dude
a bad
was
pass.
Covered like a blanket. Yeah.
So Adrian.
Yeah, go ahead.
Adrian in Arkansas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adrian?
How you doing, fellas? Thank
What's
y'all
up,
for
man?
Taking my call.
Yes, sir. Yep.
If y'all ever listen to, if y'all ever get in touch with LeVar Arrington, tell him Fram-a-Lam, and he'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Cram-a-Lam?
Fram-a-Lam.
Fram-a-Lam. Okay.
All right. We see LeVar a lot. Yep.
Yes. Baker Mayfield, man, he needs OBJ. He does.
He was better. I mean, look, I'm not down on OBJ, but he was better without OBJ last year. And that's not OBJ's fault, but I'm just saying he was.
If he can't find a way to get OBJ in the mix when he's healthy, Chris, then he's a bad quarterback. You got to be able to utilize a talent like that. And I'm not saying you target him every single time and you don't mix the ball around. But we saw Tom Brady with Randy Moss. He came to New England and all of a sudden Tom Brady let it go because you got a guy like that,
Right.
So that would be on Baker if he doesn't understand how to utilize him, how to get him involved, and really, do enough, Chris, to open up the other guys. If you have
agree.
Right? I mean, that's all.
Because you can't be, even if, like I said, he can't be intimidated by a big personality.
No. You can't.
You
got to
be like, you're the boss.
Right. But you got to utilize a guy of that talent if he's healthy. All right, let's squeeze another one in. Dennis from Akron, Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up,
hey,
Dennis?
I listen to you on 1350 The Gambler here in Akron. You have a wonderful show, both of you.
Oh, thank Dennis,
you.
Thank you. You made
that,
our night. Thank you, Dennis.
Yep. Now, I've lived here in Northeast Ohio. I have followed the Browns since they've come back. And the only other quarterback besides Baker Mayfield that's ever led them to the playoffs, Kelly Holcomb. So, I mean, wow. Mayfield may not be the franchise quarterback, but there is nobody else out there that they can find. So they do need to pay the man. I mean, right. After all, he beat my team last year. So,
oh, your team
I
is
mean,
the Steelers?
The Browns have
the
nobody
Steelers,
else they
right.
can turn to.
Yeah, nah, you're true. Right.
It's true. I mean, so that makes you wonder what they're waiting for. Again, I get it.
I mean, they've had over 30 quarterbacks since they've been back. Just goes to show you.
I get
that. They have a T-shirt that hangs in downtown Cleveland with all the names of the quarterback on it.
And you know what? That there's so many guys on it. It's a 5XL, and Rob G could wear that shirt. You know what I mean? It might be a little long on him, but... Sorry, Rob G. What? I'm sorry.
A lot of long on him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is the iCouple, and our next guest goes back a long way with both of us, especially Rob Parker. He writes for BaltimoreRavens.com. Cliff Brown. Cliff, what's up, brother?
Downtown.
How you guys doing tonight? Great to talk to you.
Doing great,
good, man. We are good. We are good. All right, let's get right to it. We're a little bit behind. The first thing, Rob and I, we talked about this. You know, there was a story that came out a few days ago about Lamar has not signed his contract. For one, he doesn't have an agent, and he's doing it himself. And so he was so focused on preparing for the first game that he didn't have time to, you know, think about the contract. Does he have a lawyer talking with the Ravens for him, or are he and his mom actually, you know, negotiating with the Ravens themselves?
Chris, they're very hush-hush about those things. So, you know, I honestly don't know for sure. I would suspect it's yes, they definitely have somebody, you know, advising them. But Lamar, he didn't have an agent for his first contract. This is a lot different, a lot more money,
right.
A lot more at stake. But I think that isn't the issue as far as that they're far apart on money or that they can't agree. I just feel like it's such a big deal that the Ravens, you know, they feel like Lamar's not going anywhere. Lamar doesn't want to go anywhere. So there's not a sense of urgency on either side. And now that the season has started, you know, maybe it doesn't get done till next offseason. And the Ravens at that point will have a lot more, you know, solid decisions about what they want to do with the rest of the roster.
I just don't want them to call in Master P as a advisor, you know, in the contract negotiations. Do you remember that bad contract? Yeah, with Ricky Williams.
I remember that.
It was oh my God, that was it. All right, I'm sorry.
Let me follow up on that though, Rob, quickly. You saw the game, obviously game one. He took some shots. He landed on his head on the first fumble. I started saying after, I was like, man, get that contract signed, get your security. He runs a lot, obviously. He takes some hits. He puts himself in more harm's way than the average quarterback. So I think he'd want to get that security, Cliff.
I can't argue with you, Chris. In football, you want as much security as you can as quickly as you can. I can't argue with that. So, yeah, I mean, I think from Lamar's perspective, it would be great if he had the contract done. But Lamar is a different type guy. I mean, he always has been. And, you know, the fact that he does not have an agent. I don't think he is worried or fearful about getting it, but your point is well taken. And they're having some issues, you know, with the offensive line. If he gets hit a lot this year, I still think, though, long-term, the Ravens are committed to Lamar. He's committed to them. I do believe the contract will get done. I just don't know the exact timetable for when it's going to happen.
What's the mood like there, not just coming off the game one loss, but before the season started, rash of injuries, Cliff, and, you know, just going into the season, it just had a bad feel to it. Doesn't mean it's going to be like that forever, but what's is it next man up? Do they just say, hey, we just got to fight through this? Or is there a little malaise on the team?
Yeah, that's a good question, Rob. They don't have any choice but to try and fight through it. But, I mean, when you lose your top three running back, a Pro Bowl corner, it's a problem. And, you know, in football, there are some years where injuries can ruin your season. Now, the Ravens don't feel they're there yet after one game. But, yeah, I mean, they had Marcus Peters and Gus Edwards go down in the same practice for the year on almost back-to-back plays. I can't remember – I'm an old guy now, but I can't remember a practice where two players went out for the season in the same practice. That does not happen very often. So, yeah, I mean, they've been snake bit early in the season, and these guys are out for the year. It's not like they're coming back later. So they're going to have to overcome it. I think that with Lamar and the rest of the team that they have a shot to do something special, but they could definitely use a win over Kansas City Sunday because you never want to start 0-2.
Let me follow up on this real quick, Chris. We saw in the game, the last game, the fumbles by Lamar. He's fumbled the ball a lot. Can you fix that, Cliff? What do you do to correct it? Because I think it cost him the game, the fumbles that he had. There were other issues, of course, in the game, but those fumbles were big time. How do you fix that?
Well, I think he's done a pretty good job the last couple of years, Bob. It was an issue as a rookie. Obviously, the next year he won the MVP. He pretty much fixed that issue, and I don't think it was an issue last year. Definitely, that game, he was careless, I thought. You know, didn't have it tucked away. I think it's something he'll get back to. That was a cool reminder, and, yeah, it was a costly fumble. That was a game the Ravens, I feel like, they should have won. I give the Raiders credit for coming back in the second half. But the Ravens should have won that game, I feel. And that was a bad loss for them. And that fumble really hurt. So I don't think it's going to be an issue for his fumbling this year, Rob. But I do believe they've got to play better, the offensive line. They've got to protect him more because you don't want to see him get hit, as Chris was mentioning, the way he was in that first game.
I don't know that we saw that much evidence, if any, of it in game one, but do you believe and do the Ravens believe that he has taken another step as a passer this year? Because, you know, last year, at least numbers-wise, he declined as far as throwing the football. Do you think he's improved in the offseason and we'll see a better passer this year?
I do, Chris. I mean, he looked really good throwing the ball in training camp. I think as you watch his game this year, you're going to see a ball that looks better in the air and a lot more passes that are on the money. I do think Lamar has really improved in the offseason as a passer, and I think that, you know, some of the receivers they brought in, Rashad Bateman, they've got another guy who's been hurt, their first-round pick, he is supposed to come back around week five. Well, I think he'll help the passing game as well, having another receiver to go to. So, yeah, Lamar, I mean, I was watching Josh Allen week one, and Lamar's a better passer to me than Josh Allen. I mean, I'm sorry. I feel like he's always been a better passer than Josh Allen. I feel like Lamar is never going to be the most accurate passer in the NFL, but he doesn't have to be because of all the other things he can do for you to win big with him. So, yeah, he has worked on that aspect of his game, but I do believe it's gotten better.
All right, Cliff Brown, Baltimore Ravens.
No, 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 downtown Cliff Brown, of course. Who I spent many, many years on the road and eating and planes and all the other craziness, man. Let me tell you, I wouldn't trade it in for anything, Chris. You know that. You've covered beats when you hang out with people who you like. And we competed, right, Cliff, every day for stories and whatnot.
Cliff told me he used to beat you down.
Yeah, like
ridiculous. Yeah.
You know, we all got our stories. It was Cliff Brown, Curtis Bunn, and me. I mean, come on. That's a motley crew, right, Chris? Can you imagine that?
Y'all, I know y'all had y'all fun. I know that.
No question. Those are the days, man. It's good talking to you guys, man.
All right, brother.
Y'all doing
we'll
a great
see
job, man.
Thank you. And give Dolores, give Dolores a kiss, Cliff. All right, appreciate
you know
it.
I will. You guys take care,
all right,
man.
All right, brother. Peace. All right, we'll get into event. I couldn't read Rob G's. I couldn't read this without my glasses, man.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I need some M drive.
Wait a minute, you need M drive. You need a lot of stuff going on.
Well,
Chris,
I see fine, looking. But you know they're reading glasses. I do need them to read. But we'll get into Ravens versus Chiefs. With our man Clifford. Now, Rob G didn't even send me the updated text. That's on him. All right, more iCouple coming your way. We're going to talk Tom Brady. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, of course, if you want to sing, the mic is yours.
We'll let it breathe. Sometimes you're gonna go where everybody knows your name. All right, maybe not.
Wow. All right.
I love Cheers. Come on.
It is the, yeah. Have you seen Cheers in a while?
Sometimes flipping around. Yeah, flipping around. It's on.
Okay. I wouldn't mind seeing one soon. But anyway, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, you might not like this clip, but Tom Brady says something we probably never thought we'd hear in any of the three major sports. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but he said it. He was talking to Gronk. I guess they have some type of podcast or something like that, he and Gronk, but here it is.
Can Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately. Can Tom Brady play till 50?
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Care to comment?
My mouth is full. I can't. Sorry. You know, like, Tom is off the deep end. That Super Bowl was, like, the worst thing that ever could have happened. Because now he just says anything. Yeah, I'm going to play till I'm 60. Yeah, I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, it's just, it's like, no, you're not playing till you're 50, okay? And second of all, you're not, Warren Moon played till he was 44. So he's not doing something that nobody's ever done. I just get tired of hearing, okay, just play. Keep playing until you can't play no more. But you're not going to be a 50-year-old NFL player. Soon as somebody breaks his leg or seriously injures Tom Brady, it'll rethink it. I'm just tired of like, oh, yeah, I'm going to play until I'm 60. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh, my God. I feel like it's just unbelievable. Okay, you're feeling yourself. You're the best. The TB method, my God. Everybody else is mere mortals. I'm the one who cracked the code. I'm the one still playing. Warren Moon played till he was in his mid-40s.
But, Rob, Warren wasn't doing this at 44.
What? I'm just saying he
Warren
played.
Warren played one game when he was 44, none when he was 43. So, I mean, you know, he didn't start a game, I should say, when he was 43. But... Look, I'm 50 just, I mean, that sounds impossible. I can't imagine that. Obviously, I like Tom Brady. I don't even want to see him play till he's 50. I got to be honest. Like, a couple more years maybe and then, you know, hang it up. But if he goes to 50, look, he's looking good. I mean, he looked great in week one. He doesn't look like he's declined. You know, I said this last year in New England, Rob, that he could no longer carry, you know, so-so talent very far. And he couldn't, although he did win 12 games with that team. But now he's got elite talent around him. And he's still, you know, good enough to really make it, make the most out of it. So I didn't think he'd be playing this well at 44. I still think 50 is crazy. I don't mind him saying it. Hey, if he wants to try it and is still playing effectively, so be it. But I can't imagine that, Rob. And like I said, I don't even think I want to see that. That would be like a 30-year career. That's just too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, Move on. But hey, if I was in his shoes, Rob, and I could do it, you'd do it. So we'll see if the TB12 method is really all that. All right, iCouple signing off. Get the podcast, download, subscribe, 5 stars, a comment. Peace!